evening and welcome to Hustle and
Gospel. Talk Radio.
Buddy Howard, welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Anybody knows what faith is? Anybody know what faith is? The conclusion, works of the law versus works of faith. Much unfortunate confusion has surrounded the alleged conflict between Paul's denunciation of the value of works and James' insistence on the essential role of works in the life of the Christian. As James sees it, it is never a matter of either faith or works, but faith that results in works. James attacks the common deception that work you do can be separated from work you believe. Careful study shows that Paul and James are not in conflict, but are talking about works in different frames of reference. Paul's battle is against those who believe keeping the Jewish law is the ticket to salvation. See Romans 3 and 28, Galatians 2 and 16. He, an expert in the law, rails against dependency on keeping the law, works of the law. Without the steps of faith in Jesus Christ, Paul's contention is that this is futile, for no one can ever keep the law perfect and earn salvation. Again, for no one can ever keep the law perfectly and earn salvation. James, on the other hand, is fighting for the proper place of works in the life of the believer. Claims of faith need to be proven by the evidence of one's life. Compassionate action should be evidence after we come to faith in Christ. Even so, works of the law and works of faith can look remarkably similar, so it might be helpful to visualize the difference. If we understand faith in Christ as the doorway to salvation, then we see the value of works in the context of both Paul and James. Before we walk through the doorway of faith in Christ, works will not save. Paul's argument, after we walk through the doorway of faith in Christ, then works are the evidence of commitment to God and His ways. James' argument. Two arguments. Before we walk through the doorway of faith in Christ, works will not save. That's Paul's argument. Then when we walk through the door of faith, works is the evidence of commitment to God and His way. That's James' argument. The difference is, in the purpose, we can never be saved by good works, but we cannot be saved without them. Does anybody know what faith is? Does anybody know what faith is?
Thank you.
Good morning, good morning, and welcome to the House of Pink Gospel Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Freddie Howard. Thank you for being here this morning. Anybody know what faith is? Faith without work is dead. We're going to give a special shout out to the gospel group that's singing that song. Anybody know what faith is? As we move around the internet here and involved in different situations and how God has worked in the lives of all of us, God is awfully good. He is awfully good to all of us. He can do anything that he wants to. We witnessed a testimony of two of my close people that I know, my daughter and my daughter-in-law, in regards to God and what he can do. He can do just about anything that he wants to. And he shows his love and his mercy in many ways. God has come a time when we are in need of reinforcement, or we need something to help us along the way, to give us a charge, to help us just get connected, stay connected. Sometimes we get frayed in our trials and tribulations and how they work on us and how they sometimes just get us all discombobulated, so to speak, as the word says. But God has a way of reinforcing those things as a way of putting us back together, as a way of recharging our battery. And how do you do that? You do that by love and caring and sharing and helping others. Just as God has loved you, you love somebody in return. This is important that we know what's in store for us, regardless of how good or bad or how awful things may be. I was looking at a gentleman that sent me the song, Mr. Terrain Foster, that we played a few minutes ago. The original gospel created out of Atlanta. That's Keith Floyd Anthony. I believe it's Jordan Venice Billingsley, Terrain Foster, John Clark, and Ray Williams. The original gospel creators are talking, they're taking bookings now for 2018. Please inbox. Talking about Terrain Foster with John Clark, Anthony, Tyrone, Jordan, and Ray Williams. This is a awesome group. The song that we introduce anybody that has faith is the background music comes from the instrumental version of that song. Anybody know what faith is? Anybody know what faith is? Listen to it again. And can you tell me what faith is? Anybody know what faith is?
Anybody know what faith is? Anybody know what faith is? The conclusion, works of the law versus works of faith. Much unfortunate confusion has surrounded the alleged conflict between Paul's denunciation of the value of works and James' insistence on the essential role of works in the life of the Christian. As James sees it, it is never a matter of either faith or works, but faith that results in works. James attacks the common self-deception that work you do can be separated from work you believe. Careful study shows that Paul and James are not in conflict, but are talking about works in different frames of reference. Paul's battle is against those who believe keeping the Jewish law is the ticket to salvation. See Romans 3 and 28, Galatians 2 and 16. He, an expert in the law, rails against dependency on keeping the law, works of the law. Without the steps of faith in Jesus Christ, Paul's contention is that this is futile, for no one can ever keep the law perfect and earn salvation. Again, for no one can ever keep the law perfectly and earn salvation. James, on the other hand, is fighting for the proper place or works in the life of the believer. Claims of faith need to be proven by the evidence of one's life. Compassionate action should be evidence after we come to faith in Christ. Even so, works of the law and works of faith can look remarkably similar, so it might be helpful to visualize the difference. If we understand faith in Christ as the doorway to salvation, then we see the value of works in the context of both Paul and James. Before we walk through the doorway of faith in Christ, works will not save. Paul's argument, after we walk through the doorway of faith in Christ, then works are the evidence of commitment to God and His ways. James' argument. Two arguments. Before we walk through the doorway of faith in Christ, works will not save. That's Paul's argument. Then when we walk through the door of faith, works is the evidence of commitment to God and His ways. That's James' argument. The difference is in the purpose. We can never be saved by good works, but we cannot be saved without them. Does anybody know what faith is? Does anybody know what faith is?
Yeah.
6th Avenue down south here in the big city of Beatrice, Alabama. We want to thank you for being with us here as we play good gospel music for you. Sometimes we make changes and do things, but God's still in charge. And sometimes you do need a word from God. Make sure.
Put your hand on your neighbor's back and tell him it's already getting easier.
It's already getting easier. No matter what you're going through, God still got it. As you listen to House's Production Gospel Blog Talk Radio, we play gospel music for you, ushering you into the presence of God. We hope that the music that we play here
will usher you into the presence of God, that you may be able to call out to Jesus that sits at the right hand of the Father with the words, "Our Father." Enjoy.
Selection of the songs, you know. I've just been on fire over here, and I'm still kind of groggy waking up, yelling and screaming last night watching the game. But I'm just thankful, man, that God really opened up so many doors. And no matter how we feel, we have to keep pressing through. God gave me a sermon. It's called "Your Faith Is for You." And a part of the we came out of Matthew 25, and we talked about the kingdom and heaven, and not everybody's going to get the same share, and not everybody's going to do the same amount of work. If I come 10 minutes late, I shouldn't get paid for being there 3 hours early, you know. And that's the way God works. You know, I've been pastoring for over 10 years, and this year I'm celebrating my 20th anniversary of being in business, and it's been a long, hard road. Some days you don't feel good, you don't feel like going, and you just gotta fight through it. You know, and then it's going to be some days too, like with Jesus, before he went, before he got on the cross, he had to take a nap just to be able to deal with the flood of stuff that was going to hit him. So everything is all about you seeking that wisdom and that knowledge so you can have your own faith in the Holy Spirit. But I'm just, my brother Howard C., man, you on fire today, brother. Like the word and the records, it's everything, it's all a anointed point in time for everything. I'm blown away.
Hey, thank you, thank you. God bless you, sir. God bless you. I this morning when I got up, I received a song several days ago from a gospel group, and the title of that song is "Anybody Know What Faith Is?" And I have been, for the last several days, like you've been on fire. I mean, do you really know what faith is? And guess what? In Sunday school, while we were teaching yesterday, you can't have one without the other. It is, mm-hmm. The other one is dead if you don't have to do the other one. God, if you want to go to New York, you will never get to New York if you don't get up out of your seat and head toward mm-hmm. New York, walking, running, mm-hmm. crawling, however way. You will never get to New York if you don't move in that direction. God is awesome. And I want to give you a special shout out to you for waiting 12 minutes, because I don't get a whole lot of calls, but I am thankful that I check back to from the studio. What I do when I put up the pros and put it all together, I just be browsing mm-hmm. and talking and giving shouts out to people, and I said, let me check the studio, see if anybody calling this morning. And there you were, holding for 12 minutes.
Amen.
God bless you, son.
Amen.
God bless you.
I loved it, and I gotta say this, I want to take it old school. I would say when I was 10 years old, and the one thing we used to go to these churches where we Jesus, 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 and we, man, my knees got tired of standing on the floor, and I got it now. I got it now. I'm 39. You can pray until you're blue in the face, but you still have to do some physical actions and let God do what He gonna do. You got to know that you're going to do it. You can't keep praying about the same thing. But it's just, wow, man. This is a powerful topic. And I'm getting in. When I say I'm getting in deep, and I'm going through your pages as we speak right now. And definitely check us out on Twitter at DonJrCEO.com, DonJrCEO. But we're promoting you on Twitter, man. I got people putting the stuff out there. We've been on over 670 different radio shows. I had to, as a pastor, get off from behind the pulpit, get out here in this world and see what's going on. You know, it's not about people coming to church for me. You get what I'm saying?
You
so
say?
If you're not going to come to the church, I'm going to come to you.
Okay.
You know, so.
See, that's what it's all about. Go ahead.
Go ahead, brother. No, you got it.
Yeah. That's what it's all about. It's about action. Just like Dave was talking about, somebody that needs food and clothing and a blanket, and you talking about God bless you. Are you kidding me? God ain't accepting that. Get a man food, clothes, and a blanket. Then you completed the circle of faith and works. That's what he's talking about. People saying, I use the phrase on my Facebook page a lot of times. God's continued blessing. God's continued blessing. But the thing about God's continued blessing calls for you to do something. Do something. Do something. You made this show, brother. I jotted down your phone number with the program Anybody Know What Faith Is for February the 5th, 2018. And let me tell you this. Share this message. Share this broadcast. I'm closing in on nearly 100,000 listeners over the past 15 years. I mean, that's nearly 100,000 people have listened to podcasts. You know what I'm saying? And I want to thank you for listening to House of Redemption Gospel Blog Talk Radio out of a small city in Beatrice, Alabama. Go ahead.
Before I go, let me share something with you. This is the new time capsule. I'm not no spring chicken. Everything is voice automated now. So Google is paying kids $13 to $18 an hour to go and listen to all these podcasts to get when somebody say 4, then the number 4 comes up on your screen. So I say all that to say when people are on the show for 2 hours, they don't call in. they're not putting their stamp on history. And for somebody like yourself, 15 years, 100,000 listeners, I applaud you, because it's so hard to keep going when you don't know if anybody's actually hearing you on the other end. So keep at it, bro, my brother. That's the power of God. I've been in radio business. Like I said, I'm 39 now. I was 3 months carried into a radio station. I've been on my own for 20 years, and everything that you're doing right now.
I really love you. Yes, I do.
My God, I say everything you're doing is amazing, and I'm thankful that and like you said, it's 100% faith. If you didn't have the faith to have the show, the platform wouldn't be open, and without not actually coming and opening my line, you never would have known who's on the other end. You had to have faith that it was somebody there that you needed to speak to. And I had to have enough faith to say, hey, I need to sit here until you open my mic and see what this is about. So faith is operating, but I'm just really amazed. You blow my mind today, like, man.
Yeah.
You have no idea.
I want to say this. The spirit of Christ is often is powerful, and I made a comment today about my sister, about my daughter, and my mother, and my sister-in-law, and they walked to get breakfast in two different places in two different parts of Alabama. And each one of them had their meals, which they were about to purchase for their family, paid for by a stranger. And I said to myself, that's unbelievable. It's believable because that's how God works. In other words, each one of them had a real rough week, and they were being pressed down by Satan, and God shot them a ray of sunshine. God shot them a ray of hope. It almost makes you cry. You know what I'm saying? How he knows what you need when you need it. He know you need it to be boosted up. He know you need it to lift up on wings like an eagle.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Okay.
Yes,
Lord. Look on the fish. Is it on the fish? Okay. All right. Thank you.
And
that's how God works. And they're working in two people's lives that were being pressed. And perhaps God is like this in my life. I am turning 71 years old and have loved music all my life and always wanted to be on radio and different things like that. But God has seen fit that I have my own radio station, And that's strictly by faith. And strictly by faith and believing it could be done. Internet is right in the face of Satan, right in the face of
Lord.
Deceiver. He is the prince
Lord.
Of the air. He
yes,
is the
Lord.
Prince of the air. But we are in his face right now. And no doubt, he's going to bring something to you, and he's going to bring something to me. He's going to bring something to this radio station. He's going to bring something to the digital connections because he's mad. But guess what? Brother Howard in Beatrice, Alabama, at House of Blessing God, Blog Talk Radio, not going to stop. I'm going to keep on playing. I'm going to keep on preaching. I'm going to keep on teaching. Just like God said, I don't know who's listening, but God is. And his word does not come back void. It's going to do what it's supposed to do. But you do your part. I'm in tears now, and I thank you, son. I really do thank you.
Holy Spirit gets the glory, man. Me too, man. I'm broken down, and I really believe that. You said, man, we got to really hold on to our faith and realize that everybody's not gonna have the same measure. And with the more you use it, it's like a muscle. Every time you break it, it grows. So even if it don't work, it's strengthened. It's faith comes by hearing. So if we don't put these shows out here, nobody will get it.
Hold on just a minute. What now?
Go ahead.
Post-house open at 9. Okay.
All right.
Go ahead.
I wanted to say faith comes by hearing. You know, faith without works is dead, but we have to hear the word at some point. Somebody got
to
teach it to
us. All right. That is the key to feeding it. You got to keep reading that word and hearing that word. Hear it by somebody saying it to you. I hear it by reading it yourself and reading, hearing that word. It's got to keep coming in. Once you shut it off, it is slowed down. That's the same thing about being active as a Christian and being God-like. You know, a person gets exercise and stays in shape, and they do this and they keep working out. That's to stay in shape. With God's word and the body of Christ and working in Christ and doing with Christ, you got to stay active. If you stop, that's a shutting the line off. You remember, like it's to stay in the line. You got to stay in the lane. Stay in the lane to hear and receive God's word and to know his word. If you get out of the lane, you're getting into something else. Keep it coming in. Keep it coming into your heart and keep yourself fueled up. That way you can mount up with like an eagle and fly, run, and not get tired. That's the key to it. You still there, Pastor?
Amen.
Hello?
100. Yes.
God bless. Our Father, most powerful God of all. Thank you, Jesus. You are the maker and the creator of all things. You can do anything. You can reach anywhere. You can touch anybody. Thank you, Jesus, for this moment and this hour of this ministry of House of Production Gospel. Thank you. As we close in on 100,000 listeners, Jesus, thank you for this one man, this one pastor. May when he step in his pulpit again, the power of your Holy Spirit usher somebody into his presence that wants to be saved via his words. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank
Amen.
You. Thank
All
you.
Right, man.
God is good. If you don't mind, please share the ministry with others on the internet and maybe you people in the church, wherever your church is. And God bless you this morning.
God bless you too, my brother. I want you to call me after the show. I'm going to bless your ministry, man. You need to get it out there. I can show you how to put it on other radio stations. You got a great show.
Please do so. Whatever.
Thank you so much.
Share me, Twitter me, Google me. I'm on iTunes. I'm all over the internet. All you got to type in is use the hashtag HOWCEE, and you'll find me all over the internet. Thank you very much.
Man, I got. Thank you too, my brother. I really appreciate you this morning. Whew.
Right. I'm. I have to go out to the school this morning and move some equipment this morning. And I have to make some runs for my wife this morning as well. But a youth basketball game's coming up this weekend, and I do appreciate you being here this morning. Well, I am in tears as well.
This is a powerful day, mighty move of God, man. He said it, sent them out by twos, and you never know when the Holy Spirit's going to show up and show out. You never know.
Mm-hmm.
You never know.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. What's your, brother, what's your direct contact number? You got a number?
That's 1251-362-1935.
Wow.
That number right there is the number that whenever I'm off the air, you can call that number with whenever we connect, and you can do pre-recorded broadcasts, you can do promotions, you can do whatever you want to. All I have to do is have your permission to hit the record button, and once I hit the record button, whatever we're talking about is recorded and documented. And I can use it for a commercial. I can use it for a promotion, whatever. And that number, that's my cell phone number as well as my radio promotion number. When you call that number, say, for instance, you and I said, let's talk at 7:30 tomorrow morning. And at 7:30 tomorrow morning, I hit the button. Whatever we talk about is recorded and used for promotion.
Hey, that sounds great to me, brother. I just really appreciate you. Once again, my name is Pastor Don Jr., CEO. My direct number is 358-5722, and my website is EWNRadio.com. I just really appreciate the move of God today. And of God, keep pressing, keep putting that word out there. There's always somebody listening. You just can't see it.
Okay, and post on my Facebook page, House of Production Gospel at Our Stage. Post on Blog Talk Radio. And we'll share and connect and do some things together in the future. God bless you, sir.
God bless you too, my brother. Be blessed.
All right, be blessed. Good morning. Good morning. Oh, God is awfully good. God can do anything. God can do anything. 7:35 in the morning here in Beatrix, Alabama, from House of Black Gospel Blog Talk Radio, located at 231 6th Avenue, down south here in Beatrix, Alabama. You can reach us on the internet, on Facebook, wherever you want to. You can listen by calling 713-955-0464 or 1-347-202-0317, or you can call in at 1-619-639-4634. Thank you for listening to House of Blood and Gospel Blog Talk Radio. And we will close out with the remaining portion of this radio play anytime here on House of Blood and Gospel Blog Talk Radio. God bless you and have a great day.
Put your hand on your neighbor's back and tell him it's already getting easier. Would you prophesy to your neighbor, tell him God's already moving on your behalf?
that to be the truth. Give him praise. Steals my voice, the confusion that arrests my life, so I can't even make a choice. Life seems so loud, I've been too proud. So Lord, what do I do? I just need a word from you. Tell me which way to turn. I need a word. Tell me which way I should go. I need a word. Tell me just what to do. Please send a word. God, I need to hear from you. In my day, my family's in need, and I just can't seem to make a way. Oh, life seems so loud, I've been too proud, but I'm asking you now, Lord, send the word from you. I need the word. Tell me which way.
Coming to you from 231 6th Avenue down south here in the big city of Beatrice, Alabama. We want to thank you for being with us here as we play good gospel music for you. Sometimes we make changes and do things, but God's still in charge. And sometimes you do need a word from God. Make sure.
Put your hand on your neighbor's back and tell him it's already getting easier.
It's already getting easier. No matter what you're going through, God still got it. As you listen to House's Production Gospel Blog Talk Radio, we play gospel music for you, ushering you into the presence of God. We hope that the music that we play here will usher you into the presence of God, that you may be able to call out to Jesus that sits at the right hand of the Father with the words, Our Father. Enjoy.
riding in my car and just thinking about the goodness of the Lord. I want to sing to him to let him know how wonderful he is. The song says, I really love you. I really love you. Because you first loved me. I really love you. Yes, I do. Yes, I really love you. I really love you, Jesus. Because you first loved me. I really love you. Yes, I do.
He's my friend, he's my brother, he's my pastor. I bring to the stage at this time Pastor Marvin L. Winans. It's a little song that we sang on an album a while ago. It just says, who would have thought I'd get to know you this way? Hands on talking about the things you did before, and I laughed at them. I didn't know I'd be one of them. Touch somebody and say, who would have thought I'd know God like this?
I need somebody to clap their hands. Listen. Hurts won't talk about the things you've done.
Yes, sir.
And I would just laugh at what you say. That I'd be the one. Who would have thought that I'd get to
Stand up on your feet and make some noise for one of the most phenomenal female groups of our time. Jackie, Dorinda, Karen, Twiggy, the Clark Sisters.
sinking sand. I'm just patty resting in my Father's hand. I'm blessed when I come and when I go. Every day I'm living, living in the oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
I'm living the best of the life. I like living the kind of life. I'm living the best of the life. I like living this kind of life. I'm living the best of the life. I like living this kind of life.
I was preaching a sermon one Sunday, and it was a parable. It was talking about the disciples and Jesus when they were going through a cornfield, and they began to pick the corn, and the Pharisees, the legalistics of the day, they came, and they were chastising them. Why are you doing this on the Sabbath? They had this whole discourse and dialogue between the two of them. Jesus was saying, listen, do you not remember that you yourself aren't even worthy? You guys bake unleavened bread on the Sabbath, and you kill the sacrifice. You clean the sacrifice. They have a need, and it's my job and my responsibility to meet their need, and I met their need. I trump the synagogue. I trump the Sabbath. I'm Lord of your life. I'm Lord of everything that is you. I'm Lord of this day. Recognize who you're talking to. But in the course of that whole thing, what I realized is that the dialogue was between the Pharisees or the religious leaders of the day. It was between the dignitaries and the officials of the church and Jesus. The disciples never uttered a word. He literally started embodying his permanent position in our lives because he stepped in between the law and the people. And says, no, I'm grace. And because of me, they don't have to defend themselves to you. I'll do all the talking. My blood will speak through all of eternity. I have justified them. Even in their wrong, I know that they're wrong. I know that they make mistakes. I know that they're not perfect. I know that they do things that are not pleasing. But even in their wrong, my blood will speak on their behalf. And I will just, somebody should have shouted right there, because he didn't kill you for all the sinful acts that you committed, but he justified you. God bless me with this song. It simply speaks the life of that message. And I'm just excited to be able to share it with you.
He came and saved me when the enemy said that I couldn't. God said, go ahead, because you're covered by was headed for destruction. God stepped in and he said,
not you.
You're gonna live and you won't see the day of destruction.